Open Windows, February the 5th. A Divine Purpose.
All things work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. The Lord Jesus derived much strength from this knowledge of purpose with which his life was bound up. There is no doubt that we too shall get strength from that sense of purpose, that consciousness of divine vocation which is ours. That is why the enemy always tries to discourage us. He seeks to raise questions and doubts in our hearts as to the reaching of the goal, telling us that our labour is in vain. If he succeeds to rob us of that sense of purpose in our life, to make us doubt with regard to our testimony, our work, or the value of the suffering we have to go through, we shall lose our strength, and the enemy will get the upper hand. Jesus Christ was maintained in God's strength all the way through, because he was dominated by the sense of his mission, because he kept firm his purpose. If we hold fast the purpose of our life, if we keep in view our heavenly calling, we too shall be maintained in strength. But if we try to fulfil some ambition of our own, if we carry out our own programmes, if we keep some movement going, oh, there will be no divine resources available to us. In order to be maintained in strength, it is essential that we know that we are in the purpose of God. Our service must always be the result of a divine purpose. It is of the greatest importance for us to realise that we do have a place in God's plan. We have to deny ourselves. In God's purpose there is no room for personal interests. To them that love God, to them whose heart is taken up with God and the fulfilment of his purpose, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. That is a definite statement showing believers are called into a divine purpose. We have got to know as definitely as the Lord Jesus knew that we are in God's purpose.